I'm Doug Doyle with The Art of the Story. Former Jazz Times editor and publisher and former WBGO editorial content producer Lee Mergner was presented yesterday with the Bruce Lundvall Visionary Award at Jazz Congress. The event took place in the Appel Room at Jazz at Lincoln Center. Christian McBride, the 2017 Visionary Award recipient, presented Mergner with the 2026 award.
I know Lee Mergner not only as a jazz fan, but first and foremost, a Philadelphian. We rarely talk about music, we talk about sports. Our lives together is about jazz, the Eagles, the Sixers, the Phillies, and the Flyers. And Joe Frazier and Bernard Hopkins and all of those people. Please give a big round of applause to Lee Mergner. We're going to bring him out right now to accept this award. Lee is so deeply a part of this Jazz Congress, he actually paid for his own award. So he knew this was coming. Lee, congratulations. It's a great honor to give this to you.
Thanks, Christian. I really am humbled and honored by this award. I have to explain that I, along with Peter Gordon and Don Lukoff, created the award back in 2014 or 15. But I'm so proud of whom we honored and why. You've heard the list. I was going to go over it again. That would be three times. I don't think that would be appropriate. But we honor them not just, particularly the musicians, not just for their musical contributions, but for what they did off the bandstand and what they contributed to the community. We honored them not only for what they had done, but what they were doing presently and what they do in the future. That was the whole idea of the award, not a lifetime achievement thing, but, you know, looking forward and hope is a matter of inspiration. It's truly an all-star group, and I'm really honored to be among their number. Because, as my colleagues at Jazz at Lincoln Center and the advisory board of Jazz Congress can attest, I was a little reluctant to take this award. I had a whole list of reasons. One of them, every year I order this award. And I paid for it, too. When I sent the order in, I sent it to this guy, Charlie, at Dick's Trophies in Alexandria, Virginia. And I sent the copy over, and he calls me back and says, "Well, is this dummy copy?" I said, "Well, what do you mean?" He says, "Well, it has your name on it." I said, I'm getting the award. He says, "You're giving an award to yourself?"
The annual award recognizes individuals who have demonstrated extraordinary leadership and vision in expanding the audience for jazz. Lee Mergner spoke with WBGO's Dave Popkin prior to the ceremony.
Let's just touch on this event first. How's it going so far? This is the first day.
At first, I'm always worried that no one will come, and then I'm worried that too many people will come and they can't get in. But it's like a wedding. People get here and they do their thing. They love to get together. And so I sometimes wonder if we even should do panels, you know, but if you didn't do it, there wouldn't be a conference. But I think that people just enjoy seeing each other and connecting.
Congratulations, Lee, from all of us here at WBGO. You can get much more about Jazz Congress at WBGO.org. I'm Doug Doyle, WBGO News.